From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. It will be up to a new California Biodiversity Collaborative to help enact Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order to conserve natural and working lands. The order establishes a goal to conserve 30% of California land and coastal water by 2030. Agricultural organizations say they plan to participate in the collaborative to assure state agencies recognize ongoing stewardship work by farmers and ranchers. In the latest development in an ongoing investigation into the poultry industry, Pilgrim's Pride, the nation's second-largest chicken producer, agreed to pay $110.5 million to settle charges it had colluded to artificially inflate the price of birds sold to consumers, grocery stores, and restaurants. The plea agreement likely means the company will not be subjected to additional charges. The settlement follows the indictment of several poultry corporation higher-ups. Indoor vertical farming gets a boost with a $140 million investment from companies with significant industry clout. Plenty Unlimited announced it has secured the funds from investors, including Driscoll's, the world's leader in fresh berries. According to agrimarketing.com, the investment will be used to fuel Plenty Unlimited's growth, including the execution of recently announced commercial collaborations with Albertsons and Driscoll's, and the development of its new farm in Compton, California. So far, Plenty has raised over $500 million, making it the leader in sustainable indoor vertical farming. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.